This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jim Duncan joins me live in studio. He's a founder of the Nest Realty Group, online at nestrealtygroup.com. Jim, how are you, sir? It's good
to see
you.
Doing great.
Was it as pretty when you were coming in as it was when I got here about an hour and a half ago?
It's spectacular. It just makes it a great. The days like this make me happy to live here.
I've sort of reconciled myself to the fact that this winter, we got it last winter. We got the winter of 2011, we got in 2010.
Yeah.
And because I kept hoping every week, gosh, come on, I'd love the snow, but it never came. So anyway, spring is definitely here. It's just so, so beautiful. And that, of course, gets everybody thinking about houses. What are your thoughts going into this spring? What does it look like?
It definitely looks.
More of the same? Or are there any signs bubbling that, hey, something's happening?
I have spoken to several realtors in the last couple of days, all good, productive realtors who understand the market. And there is absolutely no consistency whatsoever in this market. And you're seeing that some things are selling rapidly. Some things that shouldn't sell are selling. Some things that should sell are going after 400 days on the market. But, you know, looking at it from a reasonable standpoint, stuff is selling. Absolutely, stuff is selling. Some stuff is hasn't been selling for a couple of years. So it's really interesting right now to look at the market from an analytical point of view.
Yeah. We're talking with Jim Duncan. It's 512 in Charlottesville. That first-time home buyer credit, or you haven't bought a home in 3 years, and so you would be considered a first time. That had a little bit of a push, but did it have any lasting effect? I mean, the whole idea was let's get people into the marketplace, and they'll sort of push everybody up the ladder.
Yeah, it absolutely did pull people into the market last year, but it pulled the market into the first half of the year, rather than actually extending it throughout, adding to a real recovery to the market. So it was good for 6 months, yeah. But but now we're beyond that. And I think that the market is trying to find, as much as I hate the word, normalcy, we're trying to find a sense of normalcy, right?
Yeah. Now, here's a big question for you. A lot of people are going to be, are underwater on their homes. Mm-hmm. What is it? One out of four or two out of four Americans, or what is it?
I say one out of seven, I think.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Which is still a ton of people.
Yeah. A ton of people owe more than their home is worth. So the equity, as it right now in a snapshot, is completely gone. The equity's wiped out.
Yeah.
So a lot of people trying to sell to get out of a home, and are they pricing it accordingly? Have we seen the correction in our market that, like Northern Virginia, they there was so much competition that correction happened quicker? People realized, if I want to sell, I'm going to have to take a real bath on this. I mean, I'm going to have to really drop my price. Are we seeing people willing to do that in Charlottesville?
To use the word of the day, inconsistency. Yeah, I mean, you are seeing some who are doing that, and you are seeing some who have not resolved themselves to the fact that their house is worth X percent less than it was when they bought it 5 years ago. And you're seeing some who are basing it based on what they paid for it 5 years ago, which is absurd. From a market pricing standpoint, it's absurd. From a human standpoint, from the personal side of it, absolutely understand where people are coming from. But it is completely irrelevant what you paid for it and what the market will bear now. And you're seeing some people are able to, if they bought 10 years ago, are able to sell in a reasonable time frame and actually get it sold and get a good contract. What you are seeing consistently across the market for the sellers is, and for the buyers on the opposite end, the sellers that I'm working with and I'm seeing are working their tails off. I mean, they are working so, so hard to make their houses as close to perfect as possible because the buyers are demanding it. The buyers are demanding there to be a near perfect house. So you have a clash of expectations as well, both financial and psychological, whereby the buyers want a perfect house even though it's 12 years old, and the sellers are working as hard as they possibly can to make it like new construction, and it's impossible. So it's a real conflict right
and,
now.
And to make it like a can so it'll sell, but also knowing that they're just not going to make much on the house anyway.
If anything, yeah.
If anything, yeah.
But what you're seeing is some people are who are in a position that they're able to sell and still take a loss but not completely go bankrupt are and this is the truth. This isn't the salesman realtor. Those people who recognize that for them right now is the time to buy and for a 7 to 10 to 15-year time frame, they can sell and take a loss, but buy and be happy for the next 10, 15, 20 years. There's a fair number of people out there who are doing just that. So it's really a fascinating time right now. Yeah. You know, I think I said last time I was on that you're seeing people who are buying right now are buying to become and stay parts of the community. And I think that from a wider sociological standpoint, I think that's a really great thing because you're going to be neighbors for the next 5 to 10 years. And have that community experience that we didn't have from like 02 to 07 because it was so rapid.
It was people were just flipping like crazy. We're talking with Jim Duncan, one of the founders at Nest Realty Group, nestrealtygroup.com. Before we go to a break, I'm curious, is there a percentage of how many people are looking to buy or how many buyers are in the buyer's market right now in Central Virginia who are moving in or versus people who are like moving across town or doing a moving into town or moving from the city out into the county, that kind of thing?
There's actually the New York Times had a story about 9 months ago where it showed just that, the people who are moving in and out of localities. I can put it up on my site later. But it's, from my experience, you're seeing that, and I'll sort of fabricate this number, about 25 to 35% of the people who are in the market now are moving into Charlottesville. And a lot of that is due to UVA, to the military folks who are coming for
moving from out of the area
into the Charlottesville.
About a fourth to a third.
I mean, that could be. I think that's relatively accurate when I look at least my business practices.
Yeah, where do people look to go when they're moved from out of the area? Is it always different, or do you see the majority of them are like, "Ooh, we want to live. We want our little postage stamp out in the middle of nowhere, or we want to be on the downtown malls as close as possible."
It's inconsistent. I mean, so it's some people come in and they've targeted their school district feeder pattern from elementary school to middle school to high school. They come in with that mindset, and then you have the other side who come in and say, "I want to live in Charlottesville," and then they realize that Charlottesville, to their definition, is actually Charlottesville, Albemarle, Flavanna, Greene, Louisa, and Nelson.
Yeah.
So
we like it that way.
Yeah, so it's defining what it is. And then we sort of break it down and say, what do you want to or need to be close to? And that, the work, the school, the life defines where they're going to be. Because they come in having no idea. I'm meeting with more buyers now who want to be in Charlottesville but haven't defined or decided what they want to be close to. And the close to is something that's going to be a significant component going forward.
Yeah, and it helps to be close, especially if you have to be in town. It helps to be close.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when I was renting down in North Garden. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. As beautiful as
it's gorgeous.
Garden is.
It's gorgeous.
I love it. And it's one of the little secrets of Albemarle County. For folks who don't know, I mean, some of the best pizza in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, great, wonderful people. It's so rural. Just a great place, but every time I would go to get in my car, knowing that's going to be 20, 25 minutes before I am where I need to be, that gets old fast.
Absolutely.
And granted, people have, I grew up in Fairfax County. It's different in other places. People have a lot worse commutes.
But that 20 minutes is something that people who are coming here for a lot of the government jobs are coming in and they're saying, 20 minutes isn't bad. I'm doing 90 minutes each way
today.
Right,
yeah.
So I think the perspective is interesting. But, for me, I mean, I live in Crozet, and that 17 minutes is, 15, 17 minutes is enough of a threshold where I might not come back to Charlottesville City if I have to do something. So it's
You got to make your list of things I need to do while I'm in town.
Especially with gas prices going up to, $3.50, $3.75 a gallon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's getting brutal.
We're talking with Jim Duncan, nestrealtygroup.com, taking your real estate questions. And Gary is with us. Gary, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, real good. I just got back from a 15-mile bike ride in this beautiful countryside of ours.
Sweet. I love it.
Quick question. Combined real estate and rental, it seems like the retail prices have gone up for residences to buy them. Why in this area does the rental price seem to stay up? I have a daughter who's looking for an apartment and, can't afford an apartment unless you find a roommate. And I'll just hang up and listen.
Yeah, that's a terrific question. The home prices might be coming down, but the prices to rent, Is that because supply and demand, so many people are looking to rent right now?
It's the pure market reality of what we're seeing is a lot of people are choosing to rent rather than buy. And you're also seeing people who are coming to town. I think that the rental component is something that's significant because we've always had a transitional market in Charlottesville. And by always, I've been doing this for 10 years, so with my short lifespan. But people who are coming to town, they realize that they're going to be here for 1, 2, 3 years. And 6 years ago, they would have bought. And what you're seeing now is that they're choosing to rent. And the rental prices just stay up because there's a market for it. I mean, it's pure supply and demand, market-based reality.
Makes it hard, especially for, like Gary's saying, his daughter's looking, young people trying to get a place on their own. And, you may not have somebody. You got to put an ad in the paper and find somebody to room with you.
I've had a lot of clients who've had to do just that. They've had to go to Craigslist or a newspaper, and they put their names out there, and they try and find, strangers to live with because the rental prices have stayed fairly consistently high over the last couple of years. But there's more people who are renting either by choice or by just life circumstances that you have to understand that the market's going to do what the market wants to do.
The website is nestrealitygroup.com. Before we run out of time, what else are the numbers telling you? What's jumping out at you?
One thing I said the other day, it feels right now that there's a lot of stuff on the market. And there is. In the Charlottesville MSA, there are about 2,200 homes on the market, and 463 right now are under contract. But I was looking at just for sort of to get my feet wet. In the first 15 days of March this year, year over year, 23% fewer homes came on the market, which I take to be a really good sign that people are choosing either to stay just because they want to stay in Charlottesville and they're not going to move, or people are choosing not to put their homes on the market because they're going to wait it out. And I think that can be construed as either a really good thing because it's just keeping the supply down and the demand will build back up, or it could be looked at through a different window of, it's going to extend this recovery for years and years and years because we just have people are holding off on putting their houses on the market.
That's really interesting. 23% less listings
came on the market.
On the market. Newer listings came on in March.
Correct.
This year versus last year.
Correct.
That's a big number. 23% less homes for sale.
Yeah, and talking to my buyer clients who once they've exhausted the inventory of for sale homes, there are fewer choices now. And last year there might have been 15 choices. This year there might be 10. And so it's, 5 years ago it was 2 or 1. But I think that what we're seeing right now is that people are, the inventory is being churned through at a lesser rate than we may be used to or may want. But hopefully we're seeing that we're going to try. Again, I'm trying to find what a normal rate of inventory is. And because we just don't know what normal is because we had these two peaks over the last 7, 8 years.
What do you mean two?
The high of, days on market was 2 days and everything was selling and nothing was on the market. And then sort of 08 to 2010, where there's just very little is selling relative to what we have become accustomed to.
Has the number of days, the average number of days on the market, has that been coming down at all? Or is that still really high?
The honest answer, Coy, is I have absolutely no idea. And the reason I say that is because I hate to say this publicly, but the days on market that I'm looking at just are junk numbers. And so I can't make a broad statement. I mean, I can look at a specific property type and tell you fairly accurately. But I was looking at the stuff that, that was under contract right now, the 142 of those 463 under contract. It looks like 30 of those had, or 143 of those had days on market less than 30. So it looks like the stuff is really good, but then I looked at the numbers and actually looked at the data, and 60 of those are new construction that got put into the MLS as having 0 days on market. So the honest answer when you're speaking to that, which is a crucial number when looking at the market, is I don't know broadly. And the numbers that are out there just aren't accurate.
You mean some people might be listening and might be gaming the numbers here to make it look like it's newer than it is?
Gaming the numbers, and also the system is just a little bit dysfunctional right now, and we need to work through that.
Yeah.
But it feels like well-priced homes that are in great condition are selling quickly. And I've seen multiple offers on houses now.
How about that?
And I've seen bidding wars, and I've had conversations with clients. No, I mean, about writing escalation clauses, which it leads back to
pay more money, you mean. Yeah.
Do you want how much more than the other offer do you want to pay?
Wow.
And I'm also seeing houses.
That brings back memories, doesn't it?
Yeah. And also seeing stuff sitting for 600 days. So there is no consistency whatsoever when looking at the market.
Jim Duncan, the real estate website is nestrealtygroup.com. Jim, thanks so much, buddy.
Thanks, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.